My name is Linda Kuntz, and I am the events coordinator for River and Prairie Story Weavers.
And Linda, what exactly is the River and Prairie Story Weavers? That sounds really interesting.
Well, River and Prairie Story Weavers is a storytelling guild for Western Missouri and Eastern Kansas. We go by RAPS, and RAPS is dedicated to enhancing the use of storytelling, or just the oral tradition as an art form. And so we recruit and train people in storytelling, and then we go out and perform storytelling.
That sounds exciting.
It is. They've been a guild for about 25 years. And as part of this guild, for the last 21 years, we've had a storytelling retreat. And typically, we pick a city to go into, and we're there for 2 years in a row. And so my job was to look for a town that was about an hour and a half from Kansas City that had enough hotel space to support us coming in, and we have a storytelling retreat, and I chose Bethany. So we're going to be in Bethany January 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, 2014, and then we'll also be coming back in 2015. But we have storytellers from our guild and then other storytellers. So we have storytellers from central United States, but as far away as California and New York come in. And we get together and just visit with each other. It's like family. But we also have workshops for the storytellers, have them work on story presentations because we have professional storytellers, semi-professional, and amateur storytellers, or those that are just kind of curious. And so everyone is welcome. And while we are doing our retreat and working on our skills, we turn out to the community and try to partner with either the school or the library to go into the schools, the libraries, the nursing centers, alternative high schools, any place that we can to tell stories. Many people think of telling stories as just for children, but stories are for everyone. And we have many youth pastors or ministers use storytelling, and so we work with them. We go into nursing homes, and we've had great success working with patients in Alzheimer's units where telling stories reaches back into their memory and we find something that they can connect to. And so we have all kinds of storytellers coming, so we're very excited, and we're very excited that we're going to be going into Bethany and Princeton, into their schools and nursing homes and community centers, and telling stories.
Now, you guys usually have a theme every year. What is this year's theme?
Well, we don't have a set theme, but what started is about 22 years ago, we were having a storytelling retreat, and we were telling animal stories. And someone said, well, we've told stories about horses. We've told stories about pigs. We've told stories about mules, but we haven't told a chicken story. So then everyone started getting up and telling stories about chickens. And so ever since then, we've called it the Chicken Festival. So there is a part of Saturday morning. We have the chicken news in review and tell chicken stories. And we have not an overall theme for the storytelling retreat, but we do have, like in the morning, we might tell animal stories. In the afternoon, we might tell funny stories or inspirational, because they're stories that are hard to tell or hard to hear. And we also, there's a difference between telling a story to a preschooler versus someone in a high school. And so we have lots of different kinds of stories that are going to be told.
Wow, it sounds so exciting. Just like you said, telling a story to a preschooler and then telling a story to a high schooler, you got to come up with, you can tell the same story just in a different way, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And stories are not just for children. We have a large adult audience that we tell stories to. And, when we tell people that we're telling them an adult story, they look at you funny. But typically an adult story is something that has a mature theme. It's a little longer, may or may not have audience participation. Whereas if you're telling stories to smaller children, you know, there might be music, there might be some singing, definite repetition or audience participation. And there's a different technique to each one of those. As a matter of fact, we are so excited about coming into the area. We are having a free public storytelling workshop open to anybody, anyone at all who wants to learn about telling stories. And that's going to be on Thursday, January 16th. And we're going to have it at the Family Budget Inn meeting room, and their address is 4014 Miller Road. We're going to do this from 7 to 8:30, and this is a free storytelling workshop just to anyone who wants to hone their storytelling skills. And then the highlight for us is to have a community storytelling event. So on Saturday, that will be January 18th, at the City of Bethany Community Center, with their address is 103 North 25th Street. On Saturday, January 18th at 7 to 9, we're having a free public storytelling concert, and there's going to be some music and storytellers, and we have a variety of storytellers that are coming in. And then the Bethany Public Library Board has invited a group from the high school to raise money for a school trip they're taking. They're going to be selling refreshments during intermission. And so we're just excited to come out and to tell stories. And, you know, it's hard to get storytellers to stop talking, but, you know, we are looking for every opportunity we can to share our storytelling skills.
Now, how can somebody get signed up or get involved with this activity if they've never done it before, or... They just
want to
come.
If they are interested in coming to the workshop, that is Thursday, January 16th from 7 to 8:30, and that's going to be at the Family Budget Inn. They just need to come.
Okay.
If they would like more information about River and Prairie Story Weavers, we do have a website, and it's www.riverandprairiestoryweavers@weebly.com, and Weebly is W-E-E-B-L-Y.
Okay.
And that lists about what RAPS is, different our meetings we have each month, events that we sponsor, and about the Chicken Festival.
Now, do they have to be a RAPS member to take part in the entire retreat?
Yes. Yes, you have to, you can either be a RAPS member or you can pay the registration fee. The registration fee is $50 for the weekend, or if you want to, and that's for non-RAPS members, or for if you are a RAPS member, then it's $25 for the registration fee, and it's $20 to join RAPS. Or you can join as a family for RAPS is $30.
Wow, that's a heck of a deal.
It is. And we are just, this is not a money-making event for us. We just want to cover, you know, our expenses. So the registration is pretty inexpensive. But we have people traveling, flying in, driving in from all over, and we want to make it affordable for them.
About how many members do you guys have that you plan?
Well, in River and Prairie Story Weavers, off the top of my head, I would say we have about 40 members.
Wow.
And then we have, it's a friend told me about this, or a friend of a friend. So I have people call me from all over to say, I want to come. And it's like, come on down. You know, everyone is welcome. And gives me a chance to hear storytellers that I have not heard before. And as one person said, this is almost like a giant audition, because you might meet somebody at this River and Prairie storytelling retreat that needs a storyteller for a festival, and they'll go, oh, yes, you know, I heard that you tell a story at the Chicken Festival, you know, we'd like you to come to St. Louis and perform, or Omaha, or, you know, we're having a festival in Illinois. And so this is a networking opportunity for storytellers also.
Very good. Now, are you guys going to be providing food and drinks for whatever they pay for the event?
Well, part of that is the registration money. So we, when they register on Friday evening, we are providing a meal Friday evening, and then we are providing lunch on Saturday. So breakfast is provided by the hotel. Dinner will be on your own for Saturday night, and we have several restaurants in Bethany to choose from, and we're going to be going to Toot Toots, a local restaurant that has been in business for about 50 years, for our Saturday luncheon. We have other storytellers that will be coming in Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to perform in the schools and nursing homes and senior citizens, library, you know, so we'll just be eating out in the community. It's kind of fun because each time you go out to eat, you can just pick a different restaurant.
Right. Exactly. All right. Miss Linda, is there anything else that you would like to add, or let me know about how people can get registered for the festival one more time?
Well, they can go to the website, which is riverandprairiestoryweavers@weebly.com, and there is a form there. We just have them register when they get to the hotel, which is Family Budget Inn on 4014 Miller Road in Bethany, and they are welcome to come join us, but we are really encouraging anyone and everyone to come to the Thursday, January 16th storytelling workshop from 7 to 8 that will be at the hotel, and or the community storytelling show, which will be Saturday from 7 to 9 at the City of Bethany Community Center. And this is, you know, just something that we're delighted to come into the area and share our skills, but we know that every community has their own storytellers. So we're looking forward to meeting any local storytellers that want to come out and share their stories with us.
All right. Well, hopefully we can get that budget in filled up for you. You guys can have all kinds of story times going on.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Well, thank you, Linda, for taking the time. And if there's anything else that you guys have going on, give us a call and let us know. And it'd be really interesting to find out how this chicken festival turns out for you guys.
Well, thank you. And you are welcome to come and join us and listen and learn.
All right. Well, thank you. I do need some storytelling skills put on me, though, for a little while, I think.
Well, everyone does. It's not, storytelling is just not for entertaining. It's, you know, passing along messages, but it's also sharing family history. As a matter of fact, my husband and I do a storytelling workshop called the Stories Behind the Names, because I'm a family history consultant and I gather genealogical information. And over the years, my husband was like, well, it's just in someone's name on a piece of paper. You need to know the story behind them. So we started gathering family stories. And so we actually teach people how to gather family stories and share those family stories, because you don't want them to die with you. You know, the right. Wonderful thing about having any story is sharing it and having it repeated, and it continues.
Absolutely. That's the only thing that keeps some things alive sometimes. Well, Miss Linda, I am going to let you get off the phone and get back to work, and I am going to try to get this story wrote up for you today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.